Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the California Angels and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the California Angels, Chris Knapp. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. White reaches second base with a double. Lockhock moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Angels 0. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Angels 0. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball towards center. Miller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Miller. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. McRae goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Angels 0. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Angels 0. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Otis moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Mark Clear now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Downing and he is safe. White steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Anderson moves to third. Carew moves to second. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis throws the ball into White, who tags Ford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Anderson scores. Carew scores. Lansford moves to third. One out. It's 7-2, Royals. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Angels 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Downing and he is safe. McRae steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. Porter moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Carew. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. McRae scores. Porter scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-2, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Angels 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Barlow now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barlow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 11-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. McRae moves to second. It's 12-2, Royals. Dave Schuller now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Akins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-4, Royals. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to second. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Angels 4. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Harlow now playing right field. Tom Donahue now catching. Dickie Thon now playing second base. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 16-4, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 16, and California Angels, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.